Hello everyone, I'm Matteo Biscossi and today I'm going to talk about EntopNG network monitoring and discovery. So, I start with a brief introduction to what is EntopNG and how EntopNG unify active and passive monitoring. After that, I talk about how EntopNG enhance active monitoring thanks to the active discovery, and I end the presentation with a brief demo on EntopNG. So, first of all, who am I? I am Matteo Biscossi, like I said before, and I graduated from the University of Pisa last year in 2020, and currently I'm working at Entop as a software engineer. Let's start. So, what is EntopNG? EntopNG is a monitoring tool, mainly a passive monitoring tool, that can both analyze packets and flows. It has a particular characteristic as a monitoring tool because EntopNG is based on the DPI traffic analysis technique. DPI stands for Deep Packet Inspection, and the Deep Packet Inspection is a traffic analysis technique that is based on the principle to go to analyze the packets until the level 7 of ISOSI model, so to the application level, and in this way we can understand a lot more information about packets, flows, and so on. For example, we can understand if you are talking about a YouTube traffic or if you are talking about Spotify traffic and so on. Obviously, we cannot extract all the information from the packets because some of them are encrypted, so we can get just some information on it. So, EntopNG doesn't stand alone. It can stand alone itself, but it can even communicate with other programs, software. For example, it can talk with Suricata, Syslog, SMP, and get information from them. And EntopNG can even export those information to external services like Discord, Logstash, Telegram, and so on. So, EntopNG has other features. For example, it is embedded with an high capacity flow database. Like I said before, it can export data to external services and it can gather information from external services. And now let's talk about active and passive monitoring of EntopNG. So, active monitoring has been around for a long, long time, like we all know. And the problem, I think, is that people usually think of active monitoring just as doing ping and service check. But active monitoring show its strong points if we add it to the passive monitoring. Why this? Because passive monitoring has a limit, and this limit it is that its scope is limited to the traffic that we can observe. For example, we cannot understand if a service isn't working properly with the passive monitoring. This is in fact the work of the active monitoring. In this way, EntopNG goes to use the active monitoring to cover the blind spot of the passive monitoring. So, an OpenG monitoring feature set is based on the active one and the passive one. The passive one captures the traffic and reports statistics, and thanks to the passive one, we can understand some services from the traffic. For example, we can understand if an host is playing music, just checking from its traffic, in a specific case from its Spotify traffic or YouTube traffic. And at the same time, the other monitoring set is the active one. So, EntOpenG complements the passive monitoring by analyzing the blind spots of the passive one. In this way, EntOpenG provides a rich network view that could not be obtained just from one of them. Now, EntOpenG does a total of five types of active monitoring. We have the continuous ECMP, the HTTP and the HTTPS, the ECMP, speed test, and throughput. Now, we do both ECMP and continuous ECMP. Why this? The reason is simple, because continuous ECMP can understand if the service goes down for a little brief of time. This thing usually isn't noticeable if we use ECMP alone. So we have the speed test to understand the speed of the network and the throughput to understand if the network is overloaded or it has some problem. Now, another feature of EntOpenG is that it can monitor even other infrastructures. Just think of this example. We have a network with different EntOpenG instances. This feature goes to resolve this problem because in this way an EntOpenG instance can monitor different EntOpenG instances. In this way we can understand if that specific network is reachable using the HTTP active monitoring and how the network is doing. For example, we can understand if it is overloaded and so on through the throughput active monitoring. So, thanks to the passive plus active monitoring, we can extend the active monitoring with heuristic discover host types and software as service and so on. And we can have a measured view of the network. But here we have a problem. The problem is simple, that the simple active monitoring cannot understand, cannot find the hidden networks. And this problem is resolved by the active discovery. The active discovery use is that is the one to discover all the devices inside the network, even the silent one, and collect different information on them. For example, through the active discovery, we can understand the device type, operating system, and the manufacturer of a device. EntOpenG do this thanks to using different protocols. For example, we use ARP to discover all the devices inside the network, and we use MDNS to understand the services offered by it. After that, we can even use SNP to find, for example, the physical location of a device inside the network, And we use other types of info. For example, we use the MAC address to understand the device type or the operating system in some cases, and so on. So, in this way, we provide a qualitative information about the network and host and so on, and not only basic up and down, but we even provide time series analysis of round trip times. And whenever a threshold is crossed, we send an alert, we trigger an alert. In this way, a user can understand if there is some problem inside the network. Now, NTOPNG can benefit, other tools, other open sources tools can benefit from NTOPNG's access, and its knowledges and gathering information. And so on. For example, we have the Ezinga and the CheckMK open sources tools. So now let's see a brief demo on NTOPNG and how it practically works. All right. Let's go. This is the main dashboard of NTOPNG. Now, let's see the network discovery of NTOPNG, and after that we take a look at the active discovery. So, let's discover all the hidden hosts and hosts inside my network. Here, we are doing, like I said before, for example, the ARP traffic, the MDNS, and so on. For example, here we discover the ghost network. NTOPNG, like I said before, offer the device type, and we can understand it analyzing the MAC address and the name of the host, the manufacturer. In this case, it cannot understand the manufacturer, and other information. Now, let's see instead the active monitoring. So, for example, let's add a new active monitoring. Let's add an active monitoring to, for example, the gateway, the router. Should be this one. And in the meantime, let's see, for example, a chart of another active monitoring I was doing. And as we can see from the screen, we have different types of chart. And we can see some different information, for example, the average, the 95th percentile. Let's see, for example, 30 minutes. So we can have a view of the active monitoring. Now let's return and as you can see, from this one. And OpenG did a check, and this is red, so the measurement didn't go well. As we can see, it crossed the threshold. Alright, so this is a brief demo on EntOpenG Active Monitoring and Network Discovery, Active Discovery in case of EntOpenG. So thanks everyone, and see you next time.